Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continue with the Kitab, Islah al-Aqaid, with regard to correction of our beliefs. The next chapter is with regard to Kufr. What is Kufr and how we should be saving ourselves from it. Kufr in Sharia is the opposite of Iman. To reject a single item which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed to mankind, the authenticity of which is certain and undisputable, is known as kufr. This rejection may be, number one, by the expression of the tongue, openly or by indication. And the second way is to have doubts on any of the articles of faith in the heart. This is also kufr. The following persons are kafirs. One who denies any attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, he says Allah ta'ala is not omnipresent, it is present all over. Or Allah ta'ala does not have power over everything, or does not respond to the prayer of everybody, or does not comprehend all things. Or he says that Allah ta'ala is not eternal. The second person, number two, is one who believes that man evolved from a monkey, or that everything came into existence through a big bang. The third, one who says that Allah, says that he does not fear Allah Ta'ala, or one who loses hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. One who doubts or denies any quality or name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One who prostrates to or presents an offering or sacrifice to someone other than Allah Ta'ala. Number six, one who rejects the nabuwat of any Nabi. Example, he says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is not a Nabi aliyazu billah, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a Nabi aliyazu billah. Number seven, one who believes in any Nabi after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is one who rejects that the finality of the nabuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger. Number eight, one who believes any person to be equal to or superior in rank to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number nine, one who speaks ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any other Nabi. Number ten, one who jests or mocks at any Nabi or the teachings of or actions of any Nabi. Number 11, one who claims that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not deliver the complete deen for fear of certain enemies. To hold us believe is also kufr. Number 12, one who claims that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's explanation of certain events and things were not in accordance with reality, but merely to entice the masses into the acceptance of Islam. Similarly, if one says mockingly, what benefit will I derive in practicing on the sunnah? This is also kufr. Number 13, one who rejects any of the divine scriptures or claims any portion of the original divine scripture to be wrong. Number 14, one who intentionally shows disrespect to the Qur'an Kareem or hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 15, one who does not accept the clear and apparent meanings of the Qur'an Kareem and hadith and fabricates meanings to suit his personal desires.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى Last night, alhamdulillah, the 23rd para, which continues wa Yasin Sharif, was recited in Taraweeh last night, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how people who make the nusrat of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala honors them. However, we are still behind with the 22nd para. Few important aspects we will discuss. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining the great position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam took great pain and went through very crucial occasions to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares to us openly that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. In any of our matters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the firm decision, then nobody has got the choice to change the decision. So under all circumstances, we should abide by the decision of Allah. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is only goodness for us in there. And whoever who rejects that decision of Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, openly he is going astray.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get married to his adopted son's wife, that is Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَرَى زَيْدٌ مِّنَا وَتَرَنْزَوَّجْنَاكَ لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٌ فِي أَزْوَادِ عَدِيَائِمْ إِذَا قَضَوْ مِنْهُنَّ وَتْرَى. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged him to get married to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. They got married, but the marriage could not carry on due to the differences among them. And finally, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu divorced Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her nikah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heaven. And this was also Allah ta'ala had to show an important aspect of our deen, that is, your adopted son is not your real son. So your adopted son's wife is not your daughter-in-law. So it is totally permissible to get married to her. And these people, the munafiqeen, were looking for an occasion to taunt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to pass by bad remarks to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a very crucial occasion in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, under all circumstances, went through all whatever taunts to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this nikah was made with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what difficulty Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through, but people of the world had to know that your adopted son, he cannot also be called by the name of the adopted father. He has to be associated and nisbat, his connection has to be made to his own father. In return, Hazrat Mawlana Ghulamullah Khan rahmatullah alayhi used to say that in return Allah ta'ala gave so much honor to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala revealed the verse, Inna Allah wa malaika to yusalluna ala nabi, that O my Nabi, you went through difficulty and taunts because of establishing my deen, then in return we will make it such that every split moment we will be sending down special mercies upon you and special rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah encourages the whole ummah, you also realize the position of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send as much durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and appreciate how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented the deen to us in every aspect. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again explains that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not your biological father, but he is very close to you, he is your spiritual father. Then Allah ta'ala says, to understand this and to bring deen into your life, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. You will have to make zikr of Allah, and only with the zikr of Allah, Allah ta'ala has mentioned the quality kathira, that abundantly. Till you don't make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, Allah's love will not come in the heart. Then you will have reservations as far as practicing on deen, and you will be lax as far as your deen is concerned. So make abundance of zikr, and even better if you connect it to a spiritual guide, a sheikh, and you learn how to make zikr from there, and then also make tasbih morning and evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains the great qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala then explains few aspects with regard to nikah, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains with regard to the etiquette with regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the etiquette of your shaykh also. That لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتِ النَّبِيِّ لَا يُزَنَّ لَكُمْ. That don't just go any time to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unless he has invited you. And also when he invited you for a meal or something, don't go long before time. Just go on time. And after you eat, فَإِذَا تَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَانِسِينَ لِحَدِيثِ. When you finish eat and the meals are over, now don't sit around. This causes difficulty to the Nabi. He can't tell you go. But Allah Ta'ala says Allah is not shy to tell you the truth. So similarly with regard to our sheikh, with regard to a person's sheikh and ustad, etc., when you go and visit them, don't just go at odd hours. And even if you're invited, don't just go and sit there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains those women with who you are allowed to get married, etc. And this beautiful ayat, as we have mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the importance of reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this, every person should see that I should be loving my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What difficulty Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring this pure deen to me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, inna Allah yuzoon Allah wa rasoola. Whoever causes harm to Allah and his Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takleef, in other words, as we have learned, utters words of kufr, etc., to the deen of Allah, you're going to cause great harm to yourself because Allah's curse will come upon you. And similarly to the men of Allah, Musa, don't utter bad words and don't utter bad comments towards this. This will bring great harm in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like the munafiqeen, that they don't think and they cause harm to the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how Allah ta'ala keeps the skies, etc. aloft. Allah ta'ala says, don't be like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. La takunu kalladhina adu Musa. Instead of following the Nabi, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they cause difficulty and they pass all bad remarks to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah ta'ala says, that ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Very important, inculcate taqwa in your life. And over we see, this is the theme of the Quran Kareem, that our object and purpose of life is to build this connection with Allah, bring taqwa. And one aspect of taqwa is qawlan, qulu qawlan sadida. Learn how to talk, and thus you will learn from the friends of Allah. In other words, say a good word, a proper word, in the right way. Say the truth, don't talk lies, as we have learned and it has been discussed in quite detail also. But we should realize that the tongue is very, very important. From this we learn that deen is, we have to learn how to speak also. Not that we become big Sufis and we don't know how to speak. Allah says, if you do this, yuhsri lakum amalakum. Normally the meaning of this ayat is Allah will rectify your amal and Allah will correct your deeds. But the tafsir of it is Allah will accept your deeds. If you know how to talk properly, Allah will accept your deeds, forgive all your sins. And thus, who follows Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the greatest success. Then Allah ta'ala says the amanat of obeying Allah ta'ala's commands. The deen of Allah, we presented it. Inna arana al-amanat al-samawati wal-adhi wal-jibal. We presented it to the skies, the earth, the mountains. But they knew this is a very, very big amanat. But insan rushed into it with wa'amal al-insan. Insan said, oh Allah, we are prepared. Like the big brother in the house, the father tells him, do something. He doesn't want to do it. The small brother who can't even carry that, he says, Abba, I will do it. But so, insan innahu kana zaluman jahula. Many ulama have mentioned that here Allah Ta'ala is saying that they were ignorant. In other words, bola para, in simplicity. They didn't realize what a great responsibility it is, but they took up this responsibility. In other words, now that we took up the responsibility of deen, which is a very great responsibility, we have to see that we obey Allah's commands ourselves. Teach it to our families and spread it into the whole of society. And don't be like the munafiqeen. In the next surah Saba, Allah Ta'ala explains again the trend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah explains His Qudrat, introduces Himself in the beginning of all the surahs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this nation of Saba, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them great blessings. Allah Ta'ala first mentions here with regard to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, how Allah Ta'ala favored Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَقَدْ أَتِينَا دَاوُودَ مِنَا فَضْلًا. We gave him great virtue, so much so we even gave him control of the mountains also, of the birds also. He knew the language of the birds. Ya Jua Jibali Awi Bima Watain. And Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam had a very beautiful voice. When he used to make zikr, the mountains, the birds all used to make zikr with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much power and strength. Wa alanna lahu al-hadid. That he used to use steel, and that used to be like soft wax for him. He used to bang it like wax. Animal sabiqat wa qadhi fi sadi wa amal usaliya. Although he was a Nabi of Allah, to earn his living, he used to make armor. That is coats of armor, and Allah Ta'ala shows him and guides him. Allahu Akbar. What an important aspect. That wa qadhi fi sadi, when you're making your armor, the rings that you have to make in your armor, make it very perfect. Although he could make that rings anyhow, it could work. But Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, and Al-Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh explains quite in detail in this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that a person shouldn't be have a conception of deen, that you think you are Sufi but you don't have system in your life. In other words, whatever you do in your life, your deeni aspect, your dunya aspect, should be totally with system. In dunya also, when we do our business, etc., Allah Ta'ala has taught us. Today we say the kuffar are very systematic. Look at their shops, etc. This is actually the teachings of Islam. Islam teaches, Allah Ta'ala is telling Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, make your rings accurate. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us also that in our deen also we should be very accurate. Not that a person thinks that he's a Sufi, but he's not dressed properly, etc. Or in our matters of our dunya also. Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says so much that a person must know exactly in which pocket is what of his, If he is looking for his key, he must know in which pocket it is. His pen in which pocket? At night, where is your torch? Where is your sandals, etc. If there's no light, you must know exactly where it is. This is our deen. So we should follow our deen and learn from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala further explains, see how we gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam kingdom. He had kingdom over whole of mankind, whole of jinnat, even the winds he had control of. Sulaiman nadiya ghudwa shahru wa rawahu ashar. He had such a jet and such a raft Allah ta'ala gave him that he just commanded the wind with all his men, etc. What pomp and glory in one morning. He used to travel what the fastest jet in the world can travel a whole month. In one morning journey he used to do that. Or in one evening journey he used to do that. So Allah ta'ala says, look at the men of Allah. Although we gave them so much of dunya, but they appreciated and they did not become proud and arrogant. Don't be like the people of Saba. Allah ta'ala says, This nation, Allah ta'ala says, we gave them beautiful dwellings, the beautiful orchards on both sides. Allah says, we gave them beautiful rizq. Baldatan tayyiba, what a beautiful village we gave them. But instead of appreciating, they turned away from the favors of Allah. And they thought it's their own achievement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَارْسَلْنَا عَلِيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرَمْ. They had beautiful dams on the side. Allah made those dams overflow. It became a flood and wipe out all their orchards, etc. Allah ta'ala says, why is ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. Allah doesn't do this to anybody. But when you are ungrateful, you are unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's family. Allah says, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا. We gave them so much because they made shukr all the time. And they realized we cannot make shukr. It is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like this nation that are ungrateful. And today we complain what is happening in the world, disasters, etc. But we don't go back and see how ungrateful we are. How we are breaking the commands of Allah left, right and center. Allah says, "Wal nujazi ilal kafur." This type of situation and this type of punishment we only send to people who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Allah ta'ala made their suffer very close by. The towns were very easy. They could get they could get all the necessities. But instead of appreciating that, they told Allah, "Wajalna bayna wa bayna al-qura allati barakna fiha quran." فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا بَعِدْ بَيْنَا أَسْفَارِنَا. Oh Allah, this journey is too easy. Make the cities very far away. Like if a person is traveling on a nice road, the city is close by. You say, no, I want to travel in the Karu, in that hot weather, and there's no cities close by. So these ignorant people, they ask for that. Allah Ta'ala showed them that how Allah Ta'ala gave them this grace. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further reminds us with the aspect of Qiyamah. If you don't prepare for that, and you follow the wrong people, Allah explains how on the day of Qiyamah, the people that follow the proud and arrogant ones, how they will be arguing with one another. The poor people will be telling the rich one, قَالَ الَّذِينَ سُرِفُ الَّذِينَ سَكْبَرُوا لَوْ لَأَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّمُ. If it was not for you all, we should not be going to Jahannam, we should bring Iman. The proud ones will tell them, we didn't force you, you came your own way this way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, see that who you make your friends. Remember your wealth, your offspring. This is all a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means to gain closeness to Allah. Allah ta'ala distributes this according to Allah ta'ala's decree. What great wisdom. So appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes for you. In the next surah Fatir, again Allah ta'ala explains his qudrat, that it is Allah ta'ala who created the heavens and the earth. How Allah ta'ala creates malaika with 1, 2, 3 wings. And Allah can even create bigger malaika. And it is Allah Ta'ala who sends down rahmat and mercy to a person. If Allah blocks that mercy, nobody can bring that mercy to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhannas, uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people, just think of this favor of Allah. Is there anybody, hal min khaliqin ghayrullah yarzuqukum min as-samai wal ard? Is there anybody who can give you rizq besides Allah? Never ever. So how can you be ungrateful to Allah? La ilaha illahu. Make the zikr of Allah. There is nobody for us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ta'ala. Allah says, don't let shaitan beautify your actions and then you go astray and you think you are doing good things, but you are doing the wrong actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how He sends down the beautiful winds to give us rain, etc. Allah ta'ala shows the differences. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ, that a seeing and a blind person cannot be the same. A person of iman and kufr cannot be the same. Allah ta'ala shows it how Allah ta'ala is differentiated between the oceans, that the Atlantic Ocean and Allah, the Pacific Ocean, how they are together, but the waters don't meet. Salty waters, sweet waters, cold waters and hot waters, Allah Ta'ala has created a barrier in between. Allah Ta'ala says, who does all this? Who takes out the night from the day from the night for you? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, when you see all this and you realize this, then ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. O people, all of you are registered beggars in the court of Allah. You need to be begging Allah every moment, and Allah gave us our begging bowls. You just put your hands together and you beg from Allah, from the court of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will distribute to you as much as you want. وَمَا ذَلِكَ اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. Allah says, يَشَيْ يُذِبْكُمْ. If you don't turn to Allah, Allah can wipe you out. And that is very easy for Allah. Allah can bring another nation. And remember, on the day of Qiyamah and in the Qabr, وَلَا تَذِرُ وَعَذِرُ وِذْرَ أُخْرَى. Nobody is going to sleep with you in the Qabr. Nobody is going to carry your load. You will carry your own load. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again explains that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends out beautiful rain and beautiful vegetation, different types of fruits and plants, etc. comes out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but who will take a lesson from this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. That those people that are ulama-i rabbaniyin, those who have recognized Allah, those who have got the khashya, the greatness of Allah and the fear of Allah in their heart, they will recognize Allah and they will teach you of Allah. So from this we learn how important and necessary is it to have a shaykh, ulama-i rabbaniyin, to guide us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will teach us the importance of tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, establishing our namaz and giving our sadqah, that is zakat and nafal sadqah, secretly, openly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will reward you abundantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has got all the knowledge of the open and hidden. Allah ta'ala says, Allah is keeping the skies aloft. It is nobody else. If Allah's command is that the sky must fall on your head, nobody will be able to stop it. In the next surah, Surah Yasin, Allah ta'ala explains how beautiful the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. Allah ta'ala takes qasam in Quran Kareem. Ulama have explained Yasin is one of the best names of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like a child has got a name, but in the house, how many other pet names the mother, father calls him with? So Allah Ta'ala, what great love calling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and consoling him. Yaseen wal Quran al Hakim. We take qasam in the Quran Kareem, which is full of wisdom. Inna kalam al mursaleen. Let people say what they want, but we have made you our messenger, and you are from the messengers, and you are on the straight path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that those people who don't take heed, Allah Ta'ala will put collars around them of their passions and desires, and this will lead them to the fire of Jahannam. Allah will create barriers, walls, that they won't able to see the truth. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't go on to that path. Allah gives an example. What Riblaw Masan Ashab al Qadiya, give them an example of that village, that town, when we send the messengers to them to invite them towards the oneness of Allah, but they did not take heed. Rather, they told the messengers, that you people came with bad luck. What you are telling us to worship one Allah, now we have drought, etc. The messenger said, it is you are that are bad luck people. You are just obeying Allah, so you are stopping the rain. Allah Ta'ala says, waja min aqsal madinati rajul yasa. A person from a far village, Habib and Ajjar, came and he told these people, accept the messengers of Allah. From this we learn that to assist and make nusrat of the deen of Allah, the men of Allah, the ulama, the pious servants of Allah, this is a very great service of Allah and a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you can't pass on the message yourself, at least make nusrat of deen and nusrat of the pious, nusrat of the ulama, with your health, with your wealth, in any way whatsoever. This is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a person, he says, وَمَا لِيَ لَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ فَتَرَنِي وَلَيْتُ جَوْنُ. You people want to reject the messengers, you don't want to believe in Allah, why should I not worship that Allah who created me? And I have to return to Allah. And in return, when he did this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that he announced openly, إِنِّي أَمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ وَاسْمَعُونَ. I believe in Allah, listen attentively. From this we learn we shouldn't be shy to announce our deen. We shouldn't be shy to announce our iman, our nisbat, our connection. You connected to any sheikh, don't be shy to announce it. For announce it and follow in that pattern. Let people see and also follow. And then when you leave the world, it will be told to you, Qila adkhuli jannah, enter jannah. Then you will be desiring, Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. If I could just go back and tell my people how Allah Ta'ala has given me this honor and respect because of making nusrat of the man of Allah and accepting their teachings. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says there is no WhatsApp messages you can send. You can't come back, no phone call. So realize that we have to be in the obedience of Allah. Allah Ta'ala further explains that how people will regret, Ya Satan al-Ibad. Why didn't we follow the man of Allah? And they didn't prepare for Qiyamah. Allah again explains these signs, Wa ayatul amrul ardul mayta. Don't you see the dead earth that you think no vegetation is going to grow? Who brings it back to life? Allah sends one rain and beautiful plantations come out. Look at the sign of the night, that who pushes the night into the day and the day into the night? Who makes it? Look at the precision and the accuracy of Allah Ta'ala's nizam and system. The sun and the moon is moving on their axis and on their orbit from the time Allah Ta'ala created it with such precision. 100 years ago on this day, what time the sun rise? 100 years before it rise exactly at the same second. 100 years to come it will rise on the same second. Never ever did we see the sun on the moon crashing in any way whatsoever. Man boasts about his infrastructures. The more infrastructures and the more laws we got, there is more accidents. But you don't see in the system of Allah Ta'ala any accidents. Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson and see the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is all the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't prepare, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, very soon the trumpet will be blown and then you will be shocked and you will come out from your cupboard stark naked and you will be shocked. What is happening? Who has taken us out from this cupboard? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that today you own, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No person will be oppressed in any way whatsoever. According to your deeds you will be given your reward or your punishment. Allah Ta'ala says the punishment of the reward of those people who have realized the greatness of Allah and inculcated taqwa and the connection with Allah. Inna sahabal jawal jannatil yawm fi shughulin faqihun. The people of Jannah, they'll be enjoying themselves. And Allahu Akbar, in great enjoyment, their work will be just to eat. Enjoy all the beautiful, luxurious entertainment of Allah Ta'ala. Hum wa azwajum fi zilalin al araik muttaqiyun. Dun. They and their spouses on beautiful armchairs, they'll be resting, looking at one another with great enjoyment and love. Lakum fiha faqihatun wa lahum ma'idun. Beautiful fruits, etc. Whatever you desire will be there. And the talk of Jannah will be salam, just peace all the time. And this is from Allah Rabbul Izzah's special mercy. On the other hand, in this world we all love together. But the reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will announce, وَمْتَعْزُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّوَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. O sinners, you get one side. Now you don't be amongst my pious servants. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one whole night just reading this ayat and crying, that, oh Allah, I don't know in which group I will be. So we have to be worried all the time. Allah Ta'ala explains that how these people will be going to Jahannam. هَذِي جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. This is the Jahannam that we warned you before and we promised you. Now you didn't listen. It's law الْيَوْمَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. They'll be pushed towards Jannah because of what? Jahannam, because of their kufr. Allah Ta'ala says, here in this world your mouth is working too much. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah your mouth will be sealed. Your tongues will be sealed. Your hands, your all the parts of your body will be talking and giving evidence against you. So remember, our own body is what we are doing. This is evidence against us. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُ نَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We brought you into the world to show you how we can turn you upside down. When you came, you were a weak, small baby. You couldn't do anything. We gave you youth. We gave you strength. We gave you manhood. You did lot of things. But if you didn't realize the greatness of Allah, Allah says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُ نَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We make you old again. And we turn your life again upside down. When you're small, you needed napkins, you needed a pram, you needed somebody to feed you. Now you are old man, you need a pram also, you need a wheelchair, you need napkins also, you need to wear napkins also when you get old. You need somebody to feed you. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, take a lesson. And how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created you the first time, Allah Ta'ala will create you again. Allah Akbar, the munafiqeen used to say, أَوَلَمْ يَرْ إِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ Aqim Mubin. That could you hear Ladi Ansha Awala Marra? Allah Ta'ala says, look what we created you from, one dirty droplet of sperm. Faiza wa khasim mubin. Instead of realizing and obeying Allah's command, you arguing with Allah. You want all proof of the oneness of Allah, and you got this proof and that proof, and you want to talk about the deen of Allah. Is it true? Is it necessary? Not necessary. Allah Ta'ala says, we didn't send you for this. We created you. You should be humbling yourself and bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says how we brought you to life. The munafiqeen, Allahu Akbar, they came with dead bones in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they broke their bones in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the decomposed bones. They said, may you heal Islam over here, Amin. Who is going to bring this bones back to life when it's decomposed? Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied very firmly, Allahu Akbar, kul yuhya alladhi anshaha awwala marra. That great being who created it the first time, you think it's difficult for Allah Ta'ala to bring you back to life? Allah will bring you back to life. Don't you see, in the Arabian desert there are green plants, green trees. Allah Ta'ala says, from greenery you can't just get a fire. The fire won't burn because it's wet. Allah Ta'ala says, but see how we make your green trees burn in the desert also. So can't you realize the qudrat of Allah? أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. That great being who created the heavens and earth, doesn't he have power to create the similar features like you? وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is that very, very great creator, all knowledgeable. And you're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again explains his goodness, his greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains again with regard to matters of Qiyamah and how people will be gathered on the plains of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains when people will be going towards the reckoning, and it will be time for your reckoning in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّوْ مَسْئُولُونَ. Yet just stop him. He has to go for interrogation, and he has to be questioned about his iman, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, prepare for that day and follow بَالْجَابِ الْحَقْتِ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. The mursaleen, the messengers came with the true word. Follow what they told you. Don't say that, are we going to come? We come back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who accepted the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them they are beautiful gardens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how people will be enjoying themselves in Jannah, and they will be talking to one another. How beautiful. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ فَوَاكِهُ وَمُكْرَمُونَ. They have very honorable and known risk, sustenance, that all what they know and they enjoy. Beautiful fruits with great honor in beautiful gardens, resting on beautiful armchairs, etc. They have beautiful hurayin, bayda lazzati lisharibin, and beautiful wine that will be tasty. Not that wine, laufiya ghulu wa lahum anayun zakoon, that makes you intoxicated and gives you headaches, etc. That type of wine that will be enjoyable and tasty and keep you in your right senses. وَإِنَّمْ قَاسِرَاتُ تَرْفِئِينَ. What beautiful hurayin that will be lowing their gazes. Very honorable, كَأَنَّهُمْ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ. As if they are beautiful pearls. فَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ يَتَسَعَلُونَ. Then while they are in Jannat, one friend will be telling his other friend, but I had a friend in this world, you know. He used to tell me, is Jannat true? Is Jahannam true or what? So it will be told him, قَالَ قَائِلُ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينَ. يَقُولُ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. قَالَ أَلَنْتُمْ مُتَّلِئُونَ. He used to tell me, is this true? So it will be told to him, do you want to see in Jahannam? Is he there? When he sees, فَتَّلَا فَرَاهُ فِي سَوَائِ الْجَهِيمِ. قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِنْ كِتَّ لَتُرْضِينَ وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Then he will be told that, Allahu Akbar, there's my friend in Jahannam. If I had to follow him, I should be also in Jahannam with him. He used to always tell me that just what you are following is not right. This is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala favored us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that prepare for that. Then Allah explained with regard to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how he invited his people, they didn't take heed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah ta'ala blessed him with offspring, how he brought up his children and taught them the oneness of Allah. When Allah ta'ala commanded him, they sacrifice your son. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked his son, what you think to see whether he is ready? He said, oh my father, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَوْسَى يَقَالْ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ Rasul, Mada Tara, O my Allah, Ya Abati, O my Father, Ya Abati Fal, sacrifice me, which is the command of Allah. Inshallah, I'll be ready to make sabr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll be ready to give my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala explains with regard to Hazrat Ilyas, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, how he was in the belly of the fish, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and brought him out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, you have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, build your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prepare for the year after.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ba'atha ba'athan qibala Najdin, faghanimu ghanaima kathira, wa'asra'u ar-raj'a, faqala rajulun mimman lam yakhruj, ما رأينا بعثا أسرع رجعة ولا أفضل غنيمة من هذا البعث. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أدلكم على قوم أفضل غنيمة وأسرع رجعة؟ قوم شهدوا صلاة الصبح ثم جلسوا في مجالسهم يذكرون الله حتى طلعت الشمس، فأولئك أسرع رجعة وأفضل غنيمة. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے نج کی طرف ایک مرتبہ جہاد کے لیے لشکر بھیجا، جو بہت ہی جلد واپس لوٹ آیا اور ساتھ ہی بہت سارا مال غنیمت لے کر آیا. لوگوں کو بڑا تعجب ہوا کہ اتنی ذرا سی مدت میں ایسی بڑا کامیابی اور مال و دولت کے ساتھ واپس آ گیا. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ میں نے تمہیں اس سے بھی کم وقت میں اس مال سے بہت زیادہ غنیمت اور دولت لانے والے جماعت بتاؤ. یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جو صبح کی نماز میں شریک ہے، پھر اسی جگہ بیٹھے ذکر میں مشغول رہے حتیٰ کہ آفتاب طلوع ہو جائے. تو یہ لوگ بہت تھوڑے سے وقت میں بہت زیادہ دولت کمانے والا ہے. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates that once نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sent an expedition towards Najd. The group acquired a great amount of booty and returned very quickly. A man who had not gone with the group said, "We have never seen a group which has returned so quickly with so much booty like this group." نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, "Should I not show you such people who attain much more wealth in a much shorter space of time? It is those people who are present for Fajr Salah and thereafter remain in their places making the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu until sunrise. These people attain much more wealth reward in a much shorter time. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an expedition towards Najd. The group acquired a great amount of booty and returned very quickly. A man who had not gone with the group said, "We have never seen a group which had returned so quickly with so much booty like this group." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not show you such people who attain much more wealth in a much shorter space of time? It is those who are present for Fajr Salah and thereafter remain in their places making the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu until sunrise. These people attain much more wealth reward in a much shorter time."
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni azkurkum. دل مرا ہو جائے میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگین جنو انسو حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جائے اس کا اس ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش پر روز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئیدم تا ابد جانا چنی میں بائیدم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شأنو اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب اللہ 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 ونحن اقرب الیہ من حبل الورید اللہ 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 جل جلالہ تعالی شأنہ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.